incognito.
at night. Hey. It is 9:54.
Hey. Let's record a podcast.
Aren't we recording currently?
At night.
At night.
Don't talk to me sexually like that.
Just getting a tingly cooter.
Literally 5 seconds in, we're like, cooters. How many times is... Oh, for everybody, all 10 million of you listening. My goals are high now.
Yep,
last episode, it was 2 people. This episode was 10 million. Every time we bring up something sexual, take a shot. Every time we bring up alcohol, take a shot. Every time Mariah says she's gay, take a shot.
All right, so we got the 3 crowns. Alcohol, sex, and Mariah.
Well, we should play, Megan.
We should play?
Yes, and I brought up all 3, so take 3 drinks.
But I thought we were just... Okay, fair. All right, three.
Well, seven. No, what? She's like, no.
1, 2... I don't like taking sips that fast. 3. Oh, okay.
Got that out of the way. Now we'll try not to do that. Sorry, guys. Sorry we made you do that. We didn't take shots, by the way.
You know, it's funny because I'm like, you know,
I mean,
so
drinks. I'm sorry. Drinks.
Yeah.
Continue?
They're not shots. You know, just on a tangent here, it's funny because I feel like by the time this episode gets deployed, it will not be Valentine's Day anymore.
But we just had already, you know what?
And it's already not Valentine's Day, but Valentine's Day was this week. So I had a pretty spicy story for you. But before I give you my spicy story,
okay.
I was wondering, do you have anything for me?
Oh, you're saving yours for last.
Uh-huh. Mine's a little funny. So what's your update since we haven't seen each other in like forever?
Sorry? Are you saying mine's not going to be funny?
Yours is not funny. You're not a funny person.
I'm kidding. The scream I scrumped.
The scream you scrumptious.
It's fine. I make myself laugh. Okay. Anyway.
What do you got for me?
Okay. So today, I was out with my friend Megan.
Oh, God. What did
anyway,
I do?
No, you didn't do anything. I was out with Megan. We go to a Mexican restaurant.
We did.
And we went to one that I go to often. I love it. I love a lot of Mexican restaurants, so they're all like...
Yeah. I think everyone who listens to this podcast now knows how much you love Mexican.
That's another one you could take a drink for, but I don't think I bring it up that much on the pod.
You don't bring up Mexican, but like if we were to just say like, oh, anytime Mariah says, what's for dinner? Mexican, like take a drink.
Oh, God, yeah. People are finally getting it. It took a while, but they're getting it. So anyway, like one of the many Mexican restaurants I love to go to that I'm a regular at, I went to, and I ordered my famous chimichanga. Shout out to Katrina. She's the one that put me on them. She's the reason I started chimichangas,
okay.
Actually.
Okay, interesting.
I will give her the credit.
Chimichanga game.
Anyway, so it had been a while. Like, I've been on this, like, kick of, like, counting calories and stuff. Because I'm trying to get, like, a little snatched. A little bit. Just a little bit. So anyway, this is the first time in forever that I actually, like... don't care. I want to eat it. I'm trying to enjoy my nice night out on a weekend with my
fucking
friend.
Oh, I know exactly what you're about to say, because
I'm trying to enjoy my goddamn night with one of my besties, bro.
I know.
I finished my food that I enjoyed.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
She licked the plate clean.
Because I love chimichangas.
She licked the plate clean.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. You didn't
I did. Well, basically.
No, you did.
I did, but like, hello?
You're also paying for it. So like, you
literally,
girl math, you straight up put all the money you were going to put into that meal. You have it.
Also, sorry. Everybody knows that when you get a little past halfway, either you fucking eat it all, or you be a pussy bitch.
That's me.
And you put it. Megan had like 1.5 pieces left of quesadilla, and she took that home. And I'm like, girl, you are past the halfway point. Eat it. Like,
no, but it's gonna be such a good snacky later.
No, you're so right for that though.
I mean,
I should have, but like, then it gets when it's past. Everybody agrees when it's past halfway point. It's embarrassing to take it home.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
It's embarrassing.
I mean,
so I didn't.
I get it.
So anyway, I housed it.
House down boots. It's gone. So you got this empty plate sitting on this table. And it's very, we're anticipating where this is going. So what happens?
The waiter, who literally hugs me, comes up and he goes, oh, you guys done? And he looks at my food. He goes, oh, you good? It's good. And I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, you like that. Like, because it's fucking an empty plate. And he takes it and like, oh, yeah, nice. And he walks away.
You're mortified. I know you.
I was mortified. The way I felt like I was 10 sizes larger. You know how the Grinch during Christmas, his heart grew 10 times?
Yeah.
My pants grew 10 times that size that night. This night.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Oh my god. I remember, because I remember saying, like, I don't
know. You looked at me.
I was
and
like,
you
oh.
saw the pain in my eyes.
I did, because I was like, because I know you, and I know that, like, you know, like.
I'm trying to be skinny.
Yeah, and I also know as a woman, like, it's not always, like, easy to, like. I know this sounds so stupid, and maybe. But, like, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but, like, when I was growing up and going on dates, like, my dad's stepmom at the time said, always order a salad. Like, there's just
no.
this, like, weird connotation that, like, as women, we can't, like, fucking
enjoy.
Have an appetite and, like, eat it all, because then we look like pigs, because we still have to look hot and thin, and you know what I mean? So, like, I almost, that just reminded me of that situation that you had, because I think it's ridiculous. You paid a solid, like, $50 with drinks and everything for this meal. Like, you deserve to just be able to enjoy it and not have to worry about outside criticism. And I feel like he kind of just...
I don't think he meant it in
he
a bad way.
He didn't mean
it
that way.
It hurt my feelings.
It didn't, he didn't mean it in any malice way, but I think that the way it kind of came across, and maybe there was a little bit of a language barrier, because I did see that he had a really thick accent. I couldn't
yes.
tell where it was from. So maybe he primarily speaks Spanish, so for him, like,
yes,
he only knows,
he does.
Like, very, like, simple phrases for serving.
It was the facial expression, Megan. He was like, oh,
I know,
like,
I get it.
Big appetite. Like, I was like, okay.
I know.
So, yeah, no, but, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, though, about the old relationship your dad had. I have heard that many times, and like I noticed that on dates. Like, I've worked in many waitressing positions, and I've seen girls do that, and I've never been the type to like fall for that, though. I've always, like, it doesn't matter, friend, like, coworker, mutual, I will eat what I want, and I will fucking shove my face. I don't give a fuck.
So here's a crazy story for you that
'Kay.
You're gonna lose your shit, because it has to do with your husband.
Awesome.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
I'm in high school, right? And I have this friend. Her name is Love. She's lovely.
Dumbass name.
Well, her name was Agape, and she was Greek, and she changed it to, in Greek, Agape means love. So she changed it to the English.
I'm a little biased.
I know.
I don't like this person.
We don't. Yeah. It's a.
You do?
I don't.
Here's the thing.
There's a reason I'm biased.
There is. And I feel the same feelings you do, because I was burned as well. So I get it. And I just, for me, I'm trying. And that's a whole different topic that we
Let's
can
get
into.
That another day.
That
I'm
is
just
another.
Protective. I'm protective.
I know.
So that's why I don't like her. So anyway, continue. Sorry.
The reason she doesn't like this girl is because she burned not only Keith, but she also burned me at one point. And and so she has very anger, because she has two. Me probably being the more important person in her life.
Obviously.
Was also hurt by this person. So. You know.
Tough.
Well, so here was the deal. So I'm a young chap. I'm in high school. And
Ooh.
This friend of mine decides, I met this guy that I hooked up with. And I want you to hang out with him. Because I think you guys would date and be a great couple.
Ew.
That's literally what it was. Like, just to be very transparent. Because you know everything. There's no secrets. Like...
Yeah, but, like, the thought of her being with him is so fucking gross to me.
I know. And so...
Anyway.
So, and me being just really young at the time and naive and just not, like, even used to the idea of dating of any capacity, I was like, yeah. Like, that's
well,
totally not weird that you...
That's not weird that you fucked a guy
and then want to set me up with him.
Your
like,
sloppy sack.
Yeah. Like, at this point in my life, that didn't occur to me.
That
was
sounds hot. Like, let's,
yeah.
let's that's the Eskimo sisters.
Because here's the thing, like, I just was not at that point where I even knew that was a thing. I said yes. And so
you're like, yeah, let's share the same penis.
Let's do it. And so,
and then here we are.
And here we are. You know, you just can't get away from this shit. You just fucking can't.
Sometimes love comes around.
And it knocks you down. Sometimes you gotta get up when it knocks you down.
Go
knocks
you down. And get into it.
Yeah! So.
Okay.
Let's reel it in, bitch.
Sorry.
I know you're dog frazzled. With bone.
I'm like so you're frazzled. Excited. I'm
I haven't even gotten to the good shit.
I'm just nervous. You brought up keep having sex with other women. I'm like, okay, what are we talking about?
So, but at the time, you know my dad, and he's not exactly the easiest person to get along with in the sense that he's just really strict, and he has the way that he likes things, and that's life. And, you know, we respect the man for it.
I was to say, I think if you're respectful, you know, he's great.
No, he's like, literally.
It's a matter of... It's a matter of understanding that he's the dry sense of humor, the whatever, that he's to be.
And he has very cut and dry boundaries.
Yeah.
And you don't cross those boundaries. And that's, I mean, I can cross those boundaries, but.
I can't, you know, like,
no one else can.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so, continue.
So with that being said, being a young little 16-year-old, I was going on my first date. And the wife that my dad was married to at the time.
Hater.
We hate her. She was not a good person. She was just really excited for me. So she was helping me get ready.
When you were going on a date with Keith?
Yeah. That I was going on this date.
And
first date? Yes, first date.
Okay.
And, but the caveat was that my parents would only let me go. And actually, it wasn't even like my dad caring because the date that we had planned was literally at Buffalo Wild Wings within a mall. So it wasn't even deep at all. But my parents... mainly the woman my dad was married to, was insistent that Agape accompany me on this date because I've never met this man. So, I'm now texting Keith and this girl, Agape, and I'm like, guys, we need to come up with something because if we want to actually go on a fucking date,
what
the fuck are we doing?
Sorry?
So Agape's like, you know what? I'll go with you to the mall, but I'll just, like, shop around for the next couple hours while you guys are, like, on your date.
Sorry?
Yeah.
So, you?
So, I get
how old again?
I'm 16? 16. Yeah, I'm, like, 16. That's when I met Keith. We've been friends for, like, 10 years, right? And so, that's how we met. And so, we go on this date to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
And my friend goes on her little shopping spree, and Keith and I are just sitting, and we're eating food. And, you know, you're at Buffalo Wild Wings, so, like,
you order wings, right?
No, not just Buffalo Wild Wings.
The Buffalo Wild Wings
at the Fox Run Mall. At the Fox Run Mall.
Mind you, for those who are not familiar with the Fox Run Mall, it is a small, minuscule, almost rundown mall of, like,
shit stack.
10 stores. 10. So Agape was probably going to American Eagle, H&M, and back between the two.
The poor girl. This poor girl just got dragged.
While you're sitting at the Buffalo Wild Wings staring into the food court.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, please let this keep going because I need to know where this goes.
Well, so the point of the story is that on this date, like, I ordered the salad. I remember specifically it was this like honey barbecue chicken salad because that's what my dad's ex-wife said, you need to order a salad. So what do? I order a salad and I eat the salad and I see your husband and we're on this date. And the first thing I think was that he had the ugliest shoes I've ever seen.
Nah, because you're real for that.
and
was it the yellow ones?
No. This was even before he had his fucking collection. So for everyone to know, her husband has been collecting shoes.
Reformed.
For years.
I stopped him. He needed to be stopped.
He has so many, like, just crazy. And this was even before. They were, like, the old man Nikes that, like, were, like, had the platform-looking thing. Like, you know the white ones that old people wear? That's what they looked
like. That was your impression.
That was my first impression.
Not even, like, he's cute, he's not cute, he's my type, like, whatever. He has ugly-ass shoes.
I just really didn't like those shoes because my grandfather had the same shoes and I just couldn't get that out of my head. And I know that it is the weirdest and most minuscule thing, but that was literally my first impression.
Holy shit.
And I'll go on to say that it got even deeper when, after the fact, after we had this, like, date, he messaged me a couple days later. And you know, I think we've told you this part of the story.
Okay.
But he was saying that he was still with a very troubling ex, which I'm sure you know who that troubling ex during that time.
I do.
And basically just trying to be like, you know, I just need time to figure stuff out. If you don't mind just like waiting a little bit. And I said, Megan waits for no one. You took me out on a date. If you really think that you can waste my time.
You know what?
Fucking Megan, get your shit together and pick me or goodbye. And that was the end of it. Actually, that's a lie. No,
not the end of it.
No, because I think we went on one more date to Apple Harvest Day. And then that's when he sent that message and was like, let me wait. And then I sent that message and that's what ended like from like our romance. And then we just started to grow a friendship, which then turned into a very stupid fuck buddy situation, which has been talked about before. But actually, I have a question for you, and I think this would be a really interesting topic, and I'm just curious what your standpoint is on this, because I think I've struggled with it before.
Okay.
You know that I'm straight up with you, and this is not to sound rude, but you would agree there are times where you probably have had more jealous thoughts than I have. I'm not somebody who...
Jealous what?
Jealous thoughts than I have. I have a hard time...
About what, though?
About, like, your partner being friends with certain people.
Mm.
I have a hard time feeling that because I don't get jealous very often, but I was curious, and my sister's asked this to me before, is how are your thoughts around the fact that, like, you know, Keith and I's history and the fact that the three of us are not only able to be civil, but, like, we're, like, the best of friends, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's
for
much
sure.
deeper than just, like, we can be civil, like, you're my best friend. Like, if something goes wrong, you're the person I'm going to. I'm literally have a podcast with you, so, like...
No, literally.
So, like, what is it, like, what do you think it was about us that could make this, like, make it
your
work?
Your sister asked that, too?
Yeah.
And did you, what was your answer? You don't know?
My answer was, is that I think the history... I think I got I said my first answer was I got lucky to be with a friend like Keith who was mature enough to see past petty emotional feelings and really see that this was actually a true friendship that was meant to just be that and nothing more than that. And so we were able to just like move on and literally it really was what we kind of have said in the past is like it really we knew it wasn't something that we should have pursued and we know that looking back on it, like, in the moment, it was, like, great, it was fun, like, it was what it was, but, like, it's not something I would ever be, like, I would do it again. You know what I mean? And we realized that really quickly, so I think we were able to have this emotional maturity to say, what's more valuable here, friendship or the petty jealousy of not making something work? Mm-hmm. And I think you've mentioned before, for you, it was a little scary at first.
Definitely.
So what's your take?
I was going to say, real talk, like, it did, like, put me off a lot at first, and, like, I like to get to know people before I completely, like, shut them out and stuff, but, like, definitely knowing that history, it made me very much on guard. But then, getting to know you more and knowing Keith more, longer, being in a relationship longer, I realized, like, whatever you guys did have, it was totes not like that. Honestly, if anything, Keith was more into it than you were. So
I know, I hate to even like say that because like yeah, that's kind of how it happened. Is like
the thing was is he wasn't even into it more in the beginning. He's just very much a person that like
he doesn't like
it, he closing. Grows into feelings
exactly. Like
so,
he
it didn't start off like that. But like then when you guys started, he gets feelings easily. So it was like that, but then once it cuts off, it's done for him. And for me, like, I haven't been in any relationships, and I haven't had any experience with any of that sort of thing. It's all brand new territory for me. I think the first 2 years, maybe, was very standoffish or anything, but just not sure, you know?
Yeah, and we've talked about this, like, before your wedding is when we got close.
I didn't know you enough. Like, I knew you, but not enough on, like, a friendship one-on-one level. And I don't know, and we said this before, where that shifted. I think it was after the wedding, though.
It was Christmas. It was actually, I think it was that Christmas when Keith was working. He had something he needed to do Christmas Eve, and you were going to be all alone. And you had no plans, and I was hanging out with both of you the night before to celebrate, I think,
I think it was Christmas Eve.
I think it was around, yeah, it was like
every there Christmas Eve we hang out now.
Yeah, so
it wasn't this past Christmas Eve. I don't think it was even the year. Maybe it was the year prior to that.
I think it was the year before that we did it, like 3 years. I think this past
whichever Christmas Eve it was, that was the time that like we finally got that one-on-one time, and I felt like, okay, wait, like, we do fuck with each other as, like, friends. But, like, I never felt like you were trying to, like, come on to Keith ever. It just was like, I just don't know how to take this. This is all new to me.
Yeah, and it was a new experience for me, too, to even,
I'm
like,
sure.
to just decide to befriend a person after, like, having a more, like, intimate experience with them.
Yeah.
And having to break that news to my partner as well was, like, really challenging.
I know you told yours after
Keith told you. Yeah, I waited a little bit longer because I wasn't sure. This was my first serious relationship. And, like, I was really, at the time, I had a lot of male friends that are strictly platonic. And, obviously, I'm in a relationship, but a lot of people get threatened by that. And I think when I first started dating Scott, that was a big issue where he was just taken aback more so that I had the amount of guy friends that I did. Cause I had about 6 guys that I would just hang out with. It was, you know, Jared, Justin, and all the guys, and then Keith and Harlan, like the whole gang, like we would all just like hang out together. And that was what it was for the longest time. And so once I was able to, like, introduce Scott to that dynamic and that friendship, that's when I finally was like, I think it's time to, like, be more honest and tell him
right.
this. But, like, I really wanted to give Scott an opportunity to meet Keith under no pretenses that would give him any natural bias towards him.
Right. Like, when I met you, I knew
that about
you. You
had a natural bias. You did, of course.
So, of course, I'm more on guard because I'm thinking, okay, like, is there something here? Whatever. Obviously, there wasn't. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm not fucking Keith on the side.
Definitely not. Now that I know you both,
I'm fucking you on the side.
I was going to say, honestly, you guys both are not interested. I know for a fucking fact.
I'm so sorry. Your husband is so gross to me. I love him as a friend, but
he thinks the same
so
about
gross.
You. So it works.
He better not. I better be the most beautiful person next to him because I am your best friend. So he better think highly of me.
Oh my God. That's too funny. Literally, how did you guys ever have a thing? Because, like, you both are not like that at all.
You know, I think we're on a good track here. And, like, I know we've had very different experiences, but I think I just want to just self-reflect here. I think a big part of it for me was, like, I was in a very serious relationship for 2 years into college. And, you know, it's not talked about a lot, but, like, you do go through a hoe phase in college. A lot of girls go through it, and it's not something
I've
that's talked about.
I've never been there, but that's fine.
And it's not something, and it's kind of like almost like a little like shameful to like talk about it. Because
don't feel bad if you've only had sex with 2 guys either.
No matter what number you're at or what your journey is, whether you're waiting till marriage, it's something that's hard to talk about. But after I got out of this serious relationship, I just kind of started being free and explored everything that life had to offer. And I at the time didn't really care if it was a friend or if it was just a rando. I just at the time just wanted to experience life and all it had to offer.
I actually think it's more embarrassing on my side. Of course, everybody is gonna think that it's more embarrassing when it's happening to them. I think it's more embarrassing to have less people that you've had sex with. I've only had sex with 2 people. My husband and the person before him, which the person before him was like 3 months prior to him.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I had waited a little longer, honestly, we wouldn't be together because I've held like my virginity. Like it was not
something.
Did you have
a ring? What
no.
is it? Chastity
Here's
ring?
The thing. Yeah.
Was it like pierced on your clit, your chastity ring?
Yeah, yeah. And the key said Megan McFuck.
And okay. Because it hasn't been me, that's why you waited, obviously.
Yeah.
Naturally. That makes sense. Got it. We are on point now.
Anyway, no, so virginity for me, it was not a big thing. It wasn't, but I was a super picky person. And so all throughout high school, like the longer time went on, it felt more pressurized.
Yep.
And no one talked about it. Everybody had sex before me. Like, and it was very rare. Like, everybody online, like, people I looked up to, I still couldn't tell you somebody who I looked up to that had sex at the same age as me. I was 22 or 23. I can't remember, but I do remember it was in January. And I actually think it might have been January 12th. I don't know if I'm just throwing that number out there. It was somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. I know I had my first day of college classes the next day after, and it wasn't freshman year. It was like, it was right before I met Keith. So it was 2020. It was 2020. January 2020.
There
you go.
COVID season.
I don't remember the exact date, but it was somewhere around there. January 2020. I had my first.
Holy shit. January of 2020. Yeah, so how old was I? You lost your virginity.
Yes.
I was just about to get into a relationship with my current partner.
That's
like
funny,
within
yeah.
a month.
No, yeah. I and, ended up with Keith a and couple you months later.
And then you, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and I, because so the next day, my first class, I remember it was dance class.
Mm-hmm.
So I had sex the night prior, and I think I slept over at his house. So I got up. Anyway, I go to the dance class, and I remember thinking, this is what it feels like to have sex. And I remember thinking, none of these fucking people know that I just lost my virginity last night.
It's like, what's that saying? Like,
it was crazy.
8 billion people are having... Oh, wait, no, that's not how many people are in the world. Like, 2 billion people in the world are having sex right now, and you're reading this post.
Literally, it was the weirdest feeling ever. I felt like no one knows that I just had the most life-transforming thing ever. Because prior to that, the way our culture makes sex feel like, it's like that is the end-all be-all. I remember when I went to college and I told my friend Katrina, who's been on this pod, that I was a virgin, and I told her and a couple other like college friends, they looked at me like I had 5 heads. They were like, there is no way, especially because, mm-hmm. you know, the way I talk now, very open, sexual, whatever. I've always been this way, mm-hmm. even prior to sex. And so they were like, there's no way. Everybody thought I was a slut. But really, no. Like, I was scared of it.
And I also just hate that, and I know this is not, like, you know, even, like, your fault for saying this, but, like, the fact that, like, you had people perceived you as, like, a slut, meaning you've slept with a lot of people. I just hate that because, like,
yeah,
I've slept with a decent amount of people, and I know that I have, and I know that I know a lot of people who have, but, like, are we actually doing
that? They literally said that, though, but the crazy thing is I was a virgin. I wasn't having sex. I felt like I was looking for the perfect person because at that point, when you're in college, you're like, well...
Well, it's hard because you're at that point where, according to societal standards, I mean, if we go back 100 years, like, people are, like, waiting, and I'm using the quotation marks very boldly right now, waiting till marriage. That was... Because, you know, mm-hmm. in the olden times, a lot of things were way more driven by religion and things like that. And, like, it was important to wait till marriage and that it was a sacrament and whatnot. But, like, now it's, like, kids as young. I remember, okay, crazy story here. I'm sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent. One, I think that's crazy that, you know, for you, you were perceived in a way at all because it's, like, who cares? And it sucks when you have to feel a certain way, you know what I mean? No matter what time frame. Yeah. You lose your virginity. Terrible. And we talked about it on one of our podcasts. You know, you said that Katrina and I are like your most probably outgoing, friendliest friends that you have.
100%.
And, you know, and we, our response to that was like, oh, you just have to be more open. But like, honestly.
No, the funny thing is you guys got offended. Both of you. You were like, you're comparing me to her. I'm like.
Yeah,
you guys. What
I mean,
because
yeah, you're like, why would I want to be you? You're
I was gonna say, like, you guys are both some of my best friends. Why are you offended? I'm comparing my best friends to my best friends. What?
I think for me it was sarcasm. It was the dry sarcasm. So I promise you, I really don't care. I don't. I cannot speak for you, Katrina. Call us in. Let us know your thoughts.
She calls. I could call her in right now.
That'd
be so funny.
But I have to tell you this story because this is so crazy.
Go for it.
So, back, when I was really young, I would say I was about, 11, 12 years old. My dad in the summer, when we didn't have school, he would bring us to summer camp and we would have a babysitter who would come pick us up, in between the days that we go to summer camp. And this particular summer camp that I was at was just more of like a kid's summer camp. You go for the day and you literally, it's the works. I don't know if you know the works. It's similar to like a YMCA. There's a pool, there's exercise equipment.
Okay.
And like, you literally just, you go and like, you get to just hang out at the pool all day, play tennis, do whatever, like just like a kid's like summer camp. And I remember being in this group of young people. We were, again, like 11, 12 years old. And I ended up talking to this guy that I thought was like super cute. And like, I was like 12 years old, so I think this guy's super cute. And we started just talking about a lot of just like serious things. And at this point in my life, I knew what sex was, but like, I didn't know like the details, and I didn't know, like, I just knew that it happened and I knew what it was. That's all. You couldn't ask me like how frequently people do it. I just knew the birds and the bees. That's
you
what I knew.
You knew that dick went into vagina. Yes. You knew that at 12?
At 12. My dad told me, I was raised, just for you listeners, I was raised by a single dad, so he had the birds and the bees talk pretty early on with me. And I think it was, for him, was more of like preparing for the journey of becoming a woman, and he just wanted to make sure he covered all the bases. He made me read, I'm getting so sidetracked here, he made me read, do you remember the American Girl doll, like, body books?
No.
They weren't American Girl doll. It was like American Girl was the brand, but like they were like these body books that like it was literally like these books that help you like learn about like your hormone and like becoming a woman. Like no, they're a real thing.
No, and my mom took me to McDonald's like a normal mother. No, just kidding. No. I'm kidding. My mom and Brittany and her mother took us to McDonald's and said, so this is what's gonna happen, and we just looked at each other like, oh fuck. Anyway, back to your American Girl doll.
My dad made me read this book and had like our babysitter, like our one of our female babysitters kind of like help us like through that. It was an open conversation when he hired them. He was like, I am a new single dad, like I really need help. Not to go super deep into it, but my mom wasn't who she should have been. And so long story short, yeah, my mom was not around. And so my dad raised me with various, and because he was also needing to work full time to support us, he put us in summer camps and he had babysitters. And I guess part of the reason why I brought the period piece up was to start, I got my period for the first time at that summer camp, and I was wearing white shorts. So it was very traumatizing.
Go figure.
Of course, naturally. So that was horrible. Second time was, the reason I brought up this story was about the topic we were originally speaking of, was
virginity.
And I got into this conversation with this kid that was there. And
at summer camp?
At the summer camp in the summer. And he was describing to me, like, the experiences he's already had with, like, women.
No
when
shit.
He said that he had his first sexual experience when he was in kindergarten. And I don't know.
Shut the fuck up. How old were you?
We, at this summer camp, were probably, like, 11, 12 years old.
Shut the fuck up.
He explained in detail of, like, the girl sucking his, you know. So, again, I don't know.
Kindergarten.
I don't know if this happened, and I don't want to know. I just remember being so mortified, being like, why would you ever tell me this? I've just met you.
Because he wanted you to...
Oh, it's weird. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Like, at that point, I'm like so innocent. I didn't even know that was a thing. I was so taken aback. I was like...
You know, now I don't want to take my kids to summer camp, now that you told me that.
You know... I will say, like, I learned all of the weirdest things at summer camps.
Okay,
like,
yeah, I'm definitely like, not taking my kids to summer camp anymore.
But, like, in all seriousness, because you're exposed to such a variety of kids, and, like, they all have different levels of knowledge.
In honor of Valentine's Day happening 2 days ago, and in honor of us telling our high school stories, I'm going to tell everybody this story I think about every Valentine's Day.
Oh, good Lord.
And I told my new coworker friend this story as well.
Oh,
but
wow.
I will go into more.
You're already
detail.
Breaking out the unprofesh. Love it.
Okay. Dead ass, you guys. This story fucking haunts me every single Valentine's Day. It's freshman year.
Oh, God.
It's freshman year.
Yep.
I have the biggest crush on three people, but mainly two people.
And we're talking freshman in high school, right?
Freshman in high school.
Got it. Okay.
I'm like 14. And I even have nicknames for them, okay? I remember all of the nicknames.
Oh, I had friends. Oh,
oh, God, cringe.
I had a friend in college that would use code names for various. And I'm like, we are in college.
Okay, but it was high school at least. But early high school. But that's what I'm saying. Like, late
high school. I get it's cringe, but it was bad. You're a freshman in high school. This was like junior year in college.
Yikes.
Very big yikes.
Okay, so it's Valentine's Day. It's freshman year. And one of my three crushes, I'm going to say his name is Matt. I'm not going to say his last name for obvious reasons.
And we don't know if that's his first name. It could be your
It
first
could
name.
Be a lie. Who
it
knows?
It could be.
Anyway, obsessed with this guy. He was in my chem class. My school happened to do two things. They did buy a flower for $5, give it to who you want. And they did, I think it was $10, a compatibility test. Okay.
Your high school did a compatibility
sure test. As shit they did.
Can you do you did you do it? Can
so
you
wait,
describe
here
it to
is
me?
Where
I'm
the
so...
fucking test comes in. Here, okay. Here's where this story comes in.
All right, I'm ready.
So first things first, that Valentine's Day, I buy myself a flower and I pretend it's a crush. And I go to my friend Emily, who I hope you're listening because love you. I tell her, oh my God, I got this flower. From a guy, not sure who, but you know, just and she was like, oh, that's nice. You could tell she was like jealous. And I'm like, yeah.
Exactly what I'm going for.
You know, I don't know who it is, but, and it was me. It was me, Emily. I'm sorry.
Does she know this to this day?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think I'm airing it out. I'm airing it out. Emily, I lied to you.
Exposing a big secret of yours
here. I lied to you. I love you, but I lied.
You are a very ruthless.
No one loved me, okay? All right, I'll get it. Everybody loved you over me. It's fine.
Ruthless freshman over here. All right, so this
she was actually the one that I came up with the nicknames with.
You know, Em, got to meet you someday, but...
Anyway,
damn,
you did
weird.
Meet her. She was at my wedding. So, anyway.
Apologies. I don't remember much of that
That's
night.
Fine. Me neither. I was naked. Anyway, that's another story. So, anyway, there is a compatibility test. It was $10. I didn't want to spend the $10 because back then, I didn't even have a job. You know how, I didn't even have money. Like, it wasn't chores. Like, I scrounged up this fucking money.
You scrounged $10?
Yes, because I was like, oh my God, Matt is going to take this test. And I want to match with Matt. I didn't know if the other two were taking it, so I sit down. I take the test, same as Matt. I'm so confident. We are going to get the same answers. You know why, honey?
Why?
We're sitting right next to each other. Okay.
So was this, like, in between classes? You just go and take
no,
this
like,
test?
No, like, we were literally, like, it was in chem.
Oh, it was in a class.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, I know I'll match with him. Because that's when they came in and gave the test. And
understood.
I know I'll match with him. So I'm like literally sitting next to this kid. I think the teacher put us together because she knows that I had a big crush on him. So anyway, I'm writing down the notes and like I'm matching it up. Like, and I just know we are a match and made in heaven and we're going to be 99% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I got the results back, I realized why I fucked up.
So were you able to see his results? Is that why you knew that?
This is what made it worse that I didn't realize until you just brought it up for me and the flashback came. The second you just said it, it got worse for me because what I remembered wasn't the full thing. It was one question. That said, sex preference.
Male or female?
No. The way it was worded was bamboozling. Okay. It said same sex, both, or different. And when I was a freshman in high school, I was so like, oh,
why are you asking about my sexual preferences?
I am straight. So I put same sex, thinking the norm.
Wow, you really are as dumb as a sack. I'm just kidding.
When I saw same sex, I thought same sex as everybody.
Okay.
So, like, I didn't think of it as same sex my pussy. Like, so I selected same sex.
You really did, didn't you?
I really did. And you know what my fucking result was? Not Matt. It was a girl named...
It was a girl named Tina.
Her, I was gonna say, her name is actually very unique, so, it was a girl named Bleep. Okay.
I said Tina, you could have used that.
It's a girl named Tina.
Thank you. Bob's Burgers. Get on with it.
Girl named Tina, and she, the funny part is, super goth chick, and she was my friend, who I didn't realize was bisexual until that fucking goddamn test.
Wow, that test must have revealed a lot of
shit. It did! And so then, I was like, oh my god, they know that I'm fucking gay! Oh, no, 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 at the time, I was like, no, at the time, I was like, they think I'm gay! Because I didn't know that I was. Here's the double whammy. Remember when I said, I just remembered something when you said that?
Yes.
Here is the part that hurts me the most, more than Rascal Flatts.
Girl, you are on fire. Let me hear
it. I'm sitting here, okay? So, these compatibility tests get passed out in envelopes in these classes.
Oh my god.
I'm sitting next to Matthew. And I open up my little envelope. And I realize my mistake. And I see Tina on the top of my list. Who I'm friends with, and I think, what the fuck, she's gothic and not me. I'm a girly pop vibe.
Not just, like, dissing people who are
no, goth. Literally. So anyway, Matt looks at his list, and he looks at me, and he says, who did you get? And I had to look at this man that I loved in the eyes and say, I accidentally selected same sex.
You made it worse for yourself by admitting your
fault. What was I gonna do?
Say him.
Folger. He would have asked for it. The thing is about compatibility tests, it tells you who your tops are. So if I said it was him, he would have asked and he would have seen the list of girls.
So
okay. I had to admit to him that I fucked up.
I mean, it's not a lie now.
You guys, I would have cut my left tit off for that guy. I was in love with that guy.
Dude, she is grasping this mic. She is so turn up right now.
I just ripped off the wire. I am so stressed
like,
out.
Just tried to like rip everything out, and she's our sound girl. Like she's the one who's making sure that we have volume.
Freshman year, Mariah is upset thinking about this. I'm literally still bitter about this. The fact that my crush said to me, "Who did you get?" and it was a female. Hello.
I still have so many questions, though.
You know what, Megan? I'm just upset now. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm just upset. I thought this was a fun story, and now I'm just like, what the fuck? I had my chances with Matthew.
I did.
It's almost and like I lost it.
And it's almost like she's like, forgets she's married.
Like I love my husband. It worked out, but like, listen, come on. If
I know.
You date in high school, it's not going to work out. I know I wasn't going to marry Matt, but like,
it I know, been I dated fun. Your husband in high school.
It would have been fun. I could have said, you know what? We went on a first date and I hated his shoes. But like, we didn't get there. We didn't get there and that's okay. I ended up getting a fucking bitch who I don't even know where she is. Goddamn. Like,
so I just gotta ask. I know you're upset and maybe this will help ease things. Also, fix your mic before it falls. It's like sliding out of its little
No, I don't want to.
Okay,
keep talking. That's fine.
Who are you FaceTiming? We're in the middle of a fucking podcast and she's FaceTiming.
Look at him.
Oh my god. All right.
Look at him, look at.
Okay, so I still have a lot of questions about this compatibility test. So I just want to understand the process. So prior to getting the compatibility results, you pay $10 to take this test.
Sure
they come
do.
They come into class,
yeah.
Your class, they give you the test.
Yes.
And you take the test.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is before Valentine's Day?
You're correct. Mm-hmm.
Before Valentine's Day.
And I'm pretty sure it's before Valentine's Day. I'm not going to 100%
I know.
Say
I know. I
think so. Yeah, this was years and years. It was almost 10 years ago, which is crazy. I mean.
Know. Okay, so, but that's fine. So, regardless, you took it before, and then you get results listing everyone else who has taken the test and mm-hmm. who you're... Okay.
The only ones listed are the people that took the test.
So that's where I was not clear on, because I was like, how do you know who you're compatible with?
It's not everybody in the school. It's everybody who took the test.
So how did you know Matt was going to take the test?
I sat next to him in chem.
And you just paid attention and was just
and
like...
And he and I took it at the same time.
Okay.
So
okay.
I was very convinced we would get these same matches. And the fact that he asked who my matches were when they came back made me say
really
he wanted me, right?
Probably did.
But I was not that cute. Like, he was really cute.
You know, if I could make you feel better, here's a little high school story. My first boyfriend in high school, which I think I talked about this story in another podcast. I was bullied pretty badly by a girl in middle school who ended up going to my high school. And at the time, like, she ended up cheating on her boyfriend at the time at a school dance by making out with another guy in front of me. And I told her boyfriend at the time because she, like, and this can be another podcast topic, severely bullied me. And so that was my payback. And then I started dating him.
Good. Fuck
and
her.
Her like ex-boyfriend who that broke up with. And I started dating this boy, and we'll call him Bruce. And one day after school, Bruce grabbed me and he pulled me to kind of like, you know, in high schools where there's like shady spots, like in between the stairs where like if you go against
like the smokers area. Yeah.
You know, so we went there and we started kissing, like very like just like kissing, like, you know, like not just a peck, but not
so tongue making out.
Maybe
okay.
not. I can't remember if there was tongue, maybe, but just
sure.
And then all of a sudden these like guys came out, like just walked through
of the stairwell?
Yeah, like it was like
what?
It was, you opened a door and you would go into the stairwell to get to the whatever
okay,
levels
yes,
you wanted to
yes.
get to. And we were in that like stairwell.
Sure.
They walked in, they were like, oh, and so we stopped, obviously. And then we were like, okay, talk later. And then I leave the school. I go up the stairs from the stairwell and I walk outside. And who do I run into? Your absolute favorite person in the world, Agape. Who
oh, I was going to say Keith.
As I'm walking, I'm also, like, waving hi to her. So I'm leaving. Agape's waving hi to me. And as I'm walking, I'm also realizing, like, I'm a couple minutes late from getting picked up. I was still young, and my babysitter was picking me up. And, like, obviously, I would come out at the same time every day. So, like, I was, like, a few minutes behind schedule. So I was a little nervous about that. So I was trying to text while also waving to my friend. And I walk straight into a stop sign. And
no, you didn't.
No, I did. Like, and I don't even mean like...
Like walked into
it and
stop
had
sign.
A black eye for a week.
No.
Yep. Black eye for a week.
Nah.
A black eye for a week.
Not a black eye.
After my first kiss in high school.
Bruh. Like black eye pee.
Like, I decided that I needed to put purple eyeshadow on to mask
like,
my bruise to make it seem like I had just purple eyeshadow
you
on.
You and I pretend I'm Fergie Ferg.
You're
love enough. You long time.
I think we're going to call it quits for this one, and we hope you stay tuned for many episodes to come.
Right.
What do you got to say for us, girl? What is your closing statement
my
of the night?
My closing statement is, this whole time, I've been keeping it together while Megan sits across from me wearing
multicolored
socks.
Santa socks.
I'm sorry, mid-February, get your life together. Bye, everybody. I love you.